Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, another lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. So you know what we do on that Wednesday. We get to whip 'em out. That's the fun part of the analogy and the things that we get to do. But guess what else we're going to talk about today? We're going to talk about yesterday we partially talked about end-of-life cycle in regards of moving things out of factories. And we talked about how some of our programs change. And we talked about how things will change in regards of our organization. And it was interesting to see the interaction with some people in regards of what they thought we were talking about and how they were bringing up some other information to think about end of life cycle. And an important thing that was brought up that I didn't give consideration during the conversation yesterday that I was like, oh, I guess we should have probably tied a little bit of that in. But it was great, you know, to see the interaction of other people is end of life cycle when it comes to people leaving organizations. Now, think about that for a moment. Now, if you have someone who is in leadership, I'm not talking about management, I'm talking about leadership inside of your organization, and there is a general belief, okay, a general belief on how systems should work, on how things should go, and all of a sudden they say they will no longer be with the organization, not that they're moving factories, not that they're moving within the organization, but they're going finito, no more, bye-bye, all that kind of stuff, this will change the aspect inside of your organization as well. This is not the end-all, be-all, but it will change. It will be the end-of-life cycle in regards of what this particular person brought into the organization. Now, here's the other portion to think about. We are not talking about values. We are talking about things that were done when the person was there. Now, think about it from one particular aspect, okay? So, we can use big companies for an example. And I'll go way back in regards to this. Imagine when Steve Jobs was still running Apple, and all of a sudden, due to him being ill, he opted to step down. And when he stepped down, he highly recommended that Tim Cook be the person to replace him. Now, I am not saying that Apple is still not Apple. I am saying that things changed from the level of leadership on how things were done by Steve Jobs in comparison to how things were done with Tim Cook and are still currently being done with Tim Cook. Now, as you look at this and you give consideration to this, look at the bigger picture. And you can look at supervisors that you might have had. You can look at leaders that you've had inside of the organization on when they leave, on how things transform. And I don't mean transform in a good way, and I don't mean transform in a bad way. Now, there has been leadership inside of organizations that when they leave, things are built on from what was existing, so they add on to, or things occur where it gets terrible, just depending on the aspect. So as you sit back today and take a listen to this and think about end of life cycle, as we had discussed yesterday in regards to machinery, in regards of programs, what do you think about when we start talking about end of life cycle when it comes to leadership? Do you look at it that there is a time frame inside that you can look back at your organization or you can look back in your career that you know exactly what I'm talking about, how everything changed when this particular quote-unquote leader left your organization? Or do you look at it and go, I cannot relate so much to it because that has not occurred yet to me, but there is a possibility of things going on. And if you want to look at it from another standpoint, look at it this way. If you have been in leadership inside of your organization, has there been a time that when you left a place that you worked at, that people contacted you afterwards and said how things had changed so much for either the good or for the worse? Think about it. There's all kinds of different ways to look at it because that's just kind of the way that the cookie crumbles. Think about that.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.